The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, it's interesting. Every poll that I have seen for the last, particularly the last 7-8 years, the percentage of Americans that actually trust the news media is usually 20% or lower. It's usually lower depending on the poll, depending on the source. But I don't think I have seen any poll in the last 8 to 10 years where over 20% of the American population actually trust the news media. Isn't that sad? Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If you're wondering why, let me give you an example. All right, in the previous segment, I talked a little bit about the March for Life. First time in history, the President of the United States comes and speaks live. Now, I don't care whether you're pro-abortion, pro-life. That's big news. I don't care where you are politically. 200,000 people gathered together, and the President of the United States speaks. That's big news. There is not a stadium in America that could hold the crowd that was in Washington, D.C. The largest stadium in the world is down in Brazil. It holds about 200,000. I believe the largest stadium here in America holds not quite 120,000. So even with conservative estimates, there is not a stadium in all of America that could hold the crowd that gathered in Washington, D.C. and had the President of the United States address them. Now listen to me. If you had a rally for Save the Armadillos, I know, hey, you had a rally for Save the Armadillos and you had 100,000 people show up, every news organization in America would have sent representatives. Now, they might have said, well, this is silly. Who wants to save armadillos? But they would have been there and they would have reported on it. So during the break, I pulled up NBC, CBS, and ABC just to see how they covered the March for Life. I already told you, CNN, nothing. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Nothing. Somewhere between, again, I think conservatively there was at least 200,000. Some are saying 5. We don't know. We know it was over 100,000, probably closer to 200, could be 500,000. Big, 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 big crowd. All right. CNN, nothing. I am looking right now at NBCNews.com. Headline, Judge sets high bar for former Trump advisor Flynn to withdraw guilty plea. Navy investigates who took secret videos of sailors in a bathroom. Whew, wow, that's big. Former NFL star Antonio Brown turns himself in to police in Florida. But the top stories, get rid of her. A voice appearing to be Trump's heard on tape demanding diplomat Yovanovitch's ouster. Second coronavirus case confirmed in the U.S. At least 2 dead in Houston building explosion that was felt for miles. Not a word. I've scrolled all down through their site, NBC News. Now, folks, that's not accidental. That's intentional. If you got 200,000 people the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States speak, to ignore it, that's not accidental. And then we go over to CBS. I am now looking at CBSNews.com. Big, big headline: impeachment trial. House managers push for witnesses. And then a big ad for Star Trek Picard. And then, bless their hearts, CBS, tiny little button. It's not big. Tiny little button. Trump focuses on women and mothers at anti-abortion rally. No, it's a pro-life rally. It's not march against abortion. It's march for life. Nowhere does anybody advertise this as an anti-abortion rally. This is a pro-life rally, a march for life. But CBS says Trump focuses on women and mothers at anti-abortion rally. Nothing about first time ever president of the United States. No, but at least CBS covers it. They do it in a slanted, biased, negative way, but at least they covered it. So NBC, nothing. CNN, nothing. CBS at least acknowledges it. Now I go over to ABC. I am looking at abcnews.go.com. Headlines: House managers begin final day of arguments in Senate impeachment trial. ABC News Live has coverage. Snakes could be the source of new coronavirus. Parents arrested after child fires gun at school. And this is important. I'm so glad ABC is, they're covering this on the front page of their website. Video shows suffering at lawmakers' pig farm. I didn't make that up. Yeah, that's one of the major stories right now. If you don't believe me, go to abcnews.go.com. There it is. Video shows suffering at lawmakers' pig farm. Right under that, Airbnb guest threw party that trashed island home. Whew, boy, we need to know about that. And women defend mom nursing at Chick-fil-A. Okay. So I scroll down. There's some important things. Body of missing Notre Dame student found in lake on campus. That's sad. That's tragic. I'm scrolling down. A local story. Four police officers disciplined for improper Stormy Daniels arrest at strip club. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to our current Columbus police and administration. Yes, they're responsible for giving a strip star, porn star, over $400,000. Yeah, almost $500,000. Thank you, City of Columbus. Okay, I'm going down. Time-lapse captures Australian dust storm. Nope. Not a word about the March for Life. Not a word. So, CNN, nothing. NBC, nothing. CBS, at least they mention it. It's biased, it's slanted, but at least they mention it. ABC, not a word. I would say, folks, that is a conspiracy of silence. Because they were all there at the Women's March, which probably a smaller crowd. And people standing for life completely ignored. That's just one of the many reasons why the American public has no confidence in the news media any longer. All right, quick break, and we'll be back.
T-
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, one of the things that I have been most proud of and thankful for on our website here at WRFD is our half-price tuition. In the last several years, I don't want to be inaccurate, but our listeners have saved tens of thousands of dollars. Now, that's not an exaggeration. With our half-price tuition. And, you know, we're coming up. We're about to enter into February. And with what's happening in the public schools, and I've got the reason I'm saying this is a story that I have. It's not here in Ohio. It's in Pennsylvania. Or, pardon me, in New Jersey. But parents all over America, Ohio included, are realizing the public school system is not just neutral concerning traditional or biblical morality, they are adversarial. Now, I want you to think about this, and I'm going to get to the story in New Jersey. I am, but I want you to think about this. When public school education began in America, it was decidedly pro-Christian. It wasn't neutral. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wasn't around, and public schools were continuing the traditions that our founding fathers had started. Like George Washington, who in his farewell address made it absolutely clear, the government that we are giving to you is dependent upon a religious people. This government... Check it out if you haven't. If you haven't recently, it's long, it's lengthy. Farewell address of George Washington. He made it absolutely clear that the government that they had established, the founding fathers, could not survive without a religious people. And so when public education started, it was decidedly pro-Christian. Most of you have heard of the McGuffey readers. The McGuffey readers were used, I believe, for over 100 years. I think I'm correct on that. They were filled with Bible stories. Values were taught in the McGuffey readers, used in almost every public school in America for many, many, many years. Values were taught with Bible stories. In spelling, the words were illustrated by scripture verses and Bible stories. The McGuffey readers were dripping with Christian truth, Bible verses, and Bible stories. That was the backbone of our public education. So it is not even arguable, if you have any intelligence at all or have any sense of history, to know that public education in America for a long time was decidedly pro-Christian. Then, in the 60s, the Supreme Court started making decisions. Madeline Murray O'Hare, remember her? Prayer is unconstitutional, separation of church and state. The Supreme Court ruled, yeah, we better not pray in schools. Now, we had done that for almost 200 years, well over 150 years, but all of a sudden, well, the Constitution hadn't changed. The Supreme Court had changed. And so beginning in the 60s, God was little by little taken out of the public schools, and the attitude was, we're neutral. We're not pro-Christian, we're not anti-Christian. We are neutral. We are secular. That's supposedly where the public school system went. So it was pro-Christian, and then it evolved to being neutral. We're not going to have Bible, we're not going to prayer, but we're not going to discourage it. We are neutral. Then fast forward to probably the 1980s and the 1990s, the schools began to become decidedly anti-Christian. Fast forward to today, public education in America, for the most part, not everywhere, not every school, not every district, but for the most part, public education is now anti-Christian. They seek to suppress Christian values. Bible stories? No. Scripture verses? No. Absolutely not. And so we have seen organizations, atheist organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, rise up and fight schools all over the country to destroy. A football coach cannot pray with the kids. Cannot. Kids can't read the Bible at lunchtime. So anyway, more and more parents are waking up to this and realizing, we got to get our kids out of the public schools because they have an agenda to program, to brainwash our kids in the opposite direction of what we want them to be taught. And that's why the half-price tuition thing is such a wonderful thing, because so many, many, many through the years, so many, many parents in our audience could not afford a Christian school, and they went to the discount shopping club and got it half price. That brings me to this story. Out of New Jersey, here's the headline from a local newspaper. This is not some Christian source, not conservative. Here's the headline from the Inquirer in New Jersey. Headline, LGBTQ education is now mandatory in New Jersey schools. Here's how teachers are preparing, and it's a lengthy article in the Inquirer in New Jersey walking you through how the teachers are going through required training to teach LGBTQ education. Quote, Governor Phil Murphy signed a law last year requiring New Jersey public schools to include, by the way, that goes all the way down to elementary, to include LGBTQ-related instruction and lesson plans statewide. The mandate takes effect statewide for the 2021 school year. Garden State Equality, which, by the way, is a radical homosexual organization, pushed for the mandate. Developed a model curriculum and selected districts to launch the first phase of the program. In other words, a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the population in New Jersey, the radical homosexual left, pushed for legislation, and now every child in public schools in New Jersey will be taught the wonders of the LGBTQ lifestyle. Will they be taught the dangers medically, socially? Of course not. The dangers of same-sex marriage, the spread of AIDS and other diseases? Of course not. It is now mandatory in every public school in New Jersey. I said it yesterday, this is a battle we can't avoid. We can't. We'll be back.